here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. With me right now is Scott George, who is the new president-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Scott, first, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm actually primarily a dairyman from Cody, Wyoming. I'm in partnership with two brothers and four nephews now, and we've also got a small cow-calf operation. We also raise breeding bulls for the dairy operations and around our area, and also we raise all of our replacements and a lot of our steers. So cattle are our whole business.
Well, what do you think about the state of the cattle industry right now?
Oh, boy. I'm as optimistic as I've ever been as far as the state of the cattle business. Demand is good both domestically and internationally. We've got some great opportunities for export opportunities for some of the products that we don't necessarily even eat in this country. And so we've got some great opportunities, great prices, and they should remain for several years.
Well, what about the state of the dairy industry?
The dairy industry has been strong, too, this year. We've had good milk prices and good export opportunities as well. And if those cows don't produce very well, they've got great market to go to market to. So it's been a good deal for the dairy, and it continues to look very promising.
Well, we had some good successes last year as far as legislatively, but we still have challenges ahead. What are some of the things that concern you as we're starting 2012, a presidential election year, a Congress that doesn't really do a whole lot, but we've got at the same time a bureaucracy that does a whole lot, and that's one of our big concerns. So what are some of the things that you look at right now, and as good as the industry looks right now, what's concerning you?
Probably my biggest concern and the biggest concern for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is estate taxes. Right now, there's a $5 million exemption per individual and then a tax rate of 35%. But at the end of this year, 2012, it goes back to a $1 million exemption per person and a 55% tax rate after that. This will make it where it doesn't take very much property and equipment and cattle for an individual to meet that $1 million threshold. And then to think you're going to have a 55% tax rate after that, many families will not be able to survive on their family operations if that's the case. And so that is one of our biggest concerns right now. We've also got some other concerns about transportation. We'd love to see the Department of Transportation take a look at uniforming standards and weight across the country so that an individual that's wanting to move his cattle, whether he's selling them or just transporting them to another location, could get him on a truck and go across country to where he wants to go instead of having to drive around states or underload the truck. And so there should be some uniformity. We'd really like to see some of that going on. We're very much concerned about the farm bill discussions. There are a lot of good provisions, and there are some bad provisions that could come or go as that discussion goes forward. So those are some of our biggest issues and concerns.
Well, yeah, and that's a plateful, and that's really what it's all about as far as the NCBA is concerned. It's to be the voice of cattle producers and dairy producers as well in the nation's capital, right?
That's correct. You know, we keep seeing government overreach, and it affects all cattle producers, no matter what their segments. They can be affected by dust regulations or water rules, or even last year the government was trying to require all farmers to have a CDL license to be able to even operate farm equipment. I'm not talking tractor trailers. I'm talking farm equipment. And we had to push back on that and get that revoked because it would just put more burden on our farmers trying to make them meet these new standards and more cost to operate. Profit is the master of this whole game. If you don't have profit, you cannot stay in business. That is one of the key functions of sustainability.
And that's why it's important to be a member of NCBA.
Oh, it surely is. You know, a lot of people don't realize the value that NCBA can bring to a cattle-producing organization. And I don't care if you're cow-calf, if you're a feeder operation, if you're dairy, or even if you're in the veal business. I don't care what kind of feeding practices you have, if you do grass-fed or natural or organic or commercial. It doesn't matter. Every aspect of our business is affected by these, and we need a voice together. When we walk in Washington to the offices of our senators and congressmen, men and women, I apologize, but they say, how many people from my state or how many people from my district belong to your organization? And numbers speak volumes. And if you don't have the numbers, they say, you know, we're not going to listen to you. And so it's critical that we have membership. And membership is really quite a cheap investment to help keep yourself in business.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Is there anything else you'd like to add? What do you think about the convention? I mean, record attendance.
Record attendance. They broke the record earlier today, and I've been walking several times past registration, and there are still people registering. It's going to be the most we've ever had at a convention. People are excited. They're excited about their industry. They're excited about the momentum working, promoting the product, and they're excited about the wins in Washington and export access and these things. I mean, these people are just pumped up about this. This has really been fun to talk to people and hear the enthusiasm, the excitement, and the hope for the future as they go forward.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Scott George, here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.